Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Are you going to sing, Karen?
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
And ladies and gentlemen, Karen Kerrigan, that's right, give her a hand. Let's give her a sitting ovation out there. Well done.
Yeah, Karen. I'm doing some fist pumping right now, Jim.
When has Karen Kerrigan ever sang on nationally, globally syndicated radio show? Folks, I don't know if that's the first, but that's one of the best.
I think it's my first, and probably my last after people hear
no,
that.
No, it was
so,
wonderful.
Anyway.
It was wonderful. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, one of my favorite people in the whole planet, on the whole wide world. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you know that. I am the Small Business Advocate, the only one. And we're celebrating our 16th anniversary, and we're almost ready to celebrate her 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And so we're kicking off the week a little bit early, Karen. I get a little extra obnoxious during this week every year just because I get excited about surviving one more year, Karen. Every small business owner should get excited when they have an anniversary because they survived one more year. And, Karen, thank you again for helping us. Thanks for all the great years of support and all you do for small business, especially. I wanted to SBE Council, by the way, SBEcouncil.org, right?
That's right, SBEcouncil.org. Check it out. There's something new posted every day. We have things on energy, healthcare, obviously, you know, what's happening on the tax front, some good business tips and trends items and business success strategy Q&A. So a whole range of stuff. A lot of policy, as you know, Jim, because
yep.
There's just so much going on right now impacting business owners and entrepreneurs in the nation's capital. But also throughout the country and on a global scale. So, and in a few weeks, we'll have our annual Small Business Policy Index posted up there.
Right.
Our 18th annual, which is amazing. So that was one of the first indexes, Jim, that measured the states in terms
and
of their competitiveness.
It's the gold standard now. Yep.
It is. And we're going to have, I think, close to 50 measurements. No.
Wow.
50 measurements now. Well, I think we started with maybe under 10.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to measure
policy-wise
that impact business.
This would be my 15th or 16th one to report on. I'm looking forward to that. So, folks, check it out at sbecouncil.org and support this organization. I promise you it'll be a good investment. Karen, we're talking the most important policy going on right now is Obamacare. I mean, this is a nightmare. It's one member of Congress said that I hate to call it a train wreck because it speaks badly of train wrecks. You know, it's casting, and which is a good point. So all right. So now we got this can of worms. We got this really 16-headed hydra here. This new law that's rolled out this last month. So tell me, they're going to try to fix it. And the president's they're absolutely going nuts at the White House right now, trying to fix this thing. You got people in Congress. You got Democrats running for cover. They're probably going to become Republicans, friends of the Republicans over all this. And you got Republicans who obviously would like to repeal the thing. What do you think is going to happen in the next, say, 3 to 6 months?
Well, Jim, it's just going to be a series of patches. The administration is going to propose. They'll, you know, do things they can from an administrative perspective, patch things to extend deadlines, put off things like maybe the individual mandate penalty for a while. I mean, the U.S. House is going to be voting on today a bill called the Keep Your Health Plan Act, which, you know, it's a little patch and it's for those in the individual market. It doesn't really, you know, include, those in the small group market, small business owners and entrepreneurs. And we're going to be hearing a lot in the small group market over the course of next year, Jim, because a lot of businesses like SBE Council, we actually renewed mid-year or early renewal. You know, so the full pain of Obamacare hasn't hit these policies
right.
yet, but many of these will be canceled
right.
or price hikes going up over the next year. So there's going to be a lot of fresh horror stories and numbers to share. But, Jim, it's going to be a series of patches because you know, the administration, the White House, will not admit a defeat. You saw Health and Human Service Secretary Sebelius basically saying the marketplace is working. That was her response to the numbers, the enrollment numbers, that showed that only just over 26,000 people actually were able to purchase insurance on the federal exchange. So they're doubling down, and they'll just do patches to say, and then cross their fingers and hope that they can get these exchanges up and running so they can report better numbers. But, Jim, when you look at the ratio of people that are going to be signing up for this health care, which is still going to be very expensive, not that many people are going to be, you know, allowed to have the subsidies, compared to those who have lost, on the, it's just the numbers don't add up.
I want to ask you about the people who've lost. I mean, I think as they try to go back and fix that, as they go back as President Clinton recommended that President Obama help people keep their insurance, isn't that going to basically gut Obamacare? I mean, could it potentially cause it to almost de facto be repealed?
No, not really, Jim. Because this is the interesting thing, because President Clinton is saying keep what you have. The Republicans are saying, well, you may be able to do it, and we'll extend it for a year. And we're like, wait, we'll take President Clinton's version of this, you know? But the insurance companies are going to hate this, because actuarially, that word.
I don't know how you put the toothpaste back in the tube at this point.
Exactly. I agree with you.
It's a mess. And it was created by President Obama and the people on the left. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.